The sick deer was found last fall near Shell Lake. Department of Natural Resources Land Administrator Kurt Thiede says since it's in the Lake Superior Tribal ceded territory, the DNR met with the Tribal Voight Task Force just days after this month's announcement.
Just open the dialogue as far as how we can work together with the tribes moving forward here in our surveillance plan and then how we're going to be potentially managing this disease.
Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Director Jim Zorn says many tribal members hunt deer for food.
Yes. First concern there would be human health and the purity of the meat, if you will, for human consumption. Secondly, what you need to look at is the sustainability of the deer herd. You know, species can be wiped out by diseases.
So far, that isn't happening with the CWD herd in south-central Wisconsin, but Zorn says a quicker testing system is needed so they don't have to wait months for results. He says tribes will help provide deer for testing. He hopes that'll explain how this disease jumped 100 miles to the north.
You know, that is the interesting question. How did this deer pop up so far north from that southern population? You know, one would have thought that with all the sampling and surveillance that had been underway, one might have seen a deer down south, a deer a little farther north, or, you know, farther away from that circle. That certainly causes people to speculate as to where it came from.
In fact, 1,100 deer in the far northern counties were tested for CWD as recently as 2008-09 with no CWD found. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.